Inspired by protests across the Arab world, demonstrators in Yemen took to the streets to demand the ouster of President Saleh, who has ruled the country with an iron hand for more than three decades. Protester Mohammed Ahmed.
Saleh tore this country into pieces. He made this country a place for tribal feuds, racism, and encouraged distinction between the people.
President Saleh agreed to transfer power only after Parliament passed a controversial law granting him immunity from prosecution. In what was described as a farewell address, Mr. Saleh was contrite.
If shortcomings occur during my 33-year term, then I ask for forgiveness and apologize to all the citizens of Yemen.
Last June, a bomb attack on Mr. Saleh's presidential compound left him severely wounded. He spent several months recuperating in Saudi Arabia. He is expected to seek additional medical care in the U.S., where officials stress his stay will not be permanent. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
The purpose of this travel is for medical treatment alone, and we expect that he will stay for a limited time that corresponds to the duration of this treatment.
Yemen is a major security concern for the United States because it has been a haven for Islamic militants linked to Al-Qaeda. Parts of the country are plagued by kidnapping, banditry, and violent tribal feuds that appear beyond the control of the central government. Carnegie Endowment Middle East expert Marina Ottaway.
I think our goals in Yemen are very narrow, and that is to thwart Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and maintain enough stability so that we are not in, you know, people don't get killed day after day after day.
Protesters are demanding the removal of Mr. Saleh's family members from positions of power out of concern he will still be able to control key components of the country. Ginny Hill directs the Yemen Forum at Chatham House.
The question will be to what extent the president's son and his nephews and his other relatives are able to retain control over military units, over business interests, and over political power.
President Saleh has vowed to return to Yemen, and analysts say he could make a comeback. Again, Marina Ottaway of the Carnegie Endowment.
You don't stay in power that long in that part of the world if you are not a very astute politician with plenty of contacts, with a large network, and Saleh has all that. So the possibility of a comeback can never be completely ruled out.
A presidential election is scheduled for February 21st, but it is not clear if that will end the political crisis and the chaos that have rocked Yemen over the past year. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.